Now, Kef has made some really beautiful speakers. Some of them, as we talked about offline, you know, are what could be called statement products or similar to concept cars at car shows. And the one that I remember from several years ago that I just want to show the picture of because it's so beautiful is the Muon. This thing is really amazing. You might have been there when they put this together. Here they are with, I guess, the industrial designer, the guy who designed the cabinet, right?
The designer is Ross Lovegrove, and that is he in the picture there.
Mm-hmm. And these speakers are taller than he is.
Yeah, and he's not. You know, he's a tall guy as well. He's taller than I am by a long way.
Wow.
Maybe that says more about me than him.
Well. What it says is that these speakers are gigantic and beautiful. I mean, they're the cabinets are out of aluminum, shiny aluminum. They're really beautiful.
It was quite a challenge to come up with a manufacturing method for that cabinet. The actual Muon was launched in, I think it was 2006 or 2007. So I'd been at Kef for a couple of years at that point. And I did a little bit of work on the Unicube. But it was really a speaker designed by one of my colleagues, Andrew Watson. And it, again, you know, similar, we talked about this a little bit offline, but it began life as a kind of Skunk Works project, something we were working on in the R&D lab in Maidstone in the UK. And we actually developed a pair of prototypes, which we called Austin, which was kind of code name, and we kind of give things code names so that you can talk about them fairly freely and not worry about who overhears them. And Austin was short for Austin Powers because it was popular film at the time. It was a powerful speaker. And The first ones we made were made from, you know, knocked up in our I shouldn't say knocked up, carefully made by our technicians.
Thank you. Yes, very good.
They didn't look as beautiful as the final thing, but they sounded great. We took them actually to the Munich high-end show, but because they didn't look as nice as the final ones, we covered them in, you know, acoustically transparent cloth and we just played them to people and said, what do you think of this? It was great. It was a great idea.
That's funny. Creamy Corncob in the chat room has put in a link to these particular speakers. So what makes them special? I mean, other than the fact they look so great, I mean, how do they sound really great? What is it about them that gives them a great sound quality?
With the Muon, I think the thing that is really quite unique is that they really are full range. I mean, you can see how big the cabinet is there, and that gives you a good start at getting something which can genuinely go down, you know, to 20 hertz. But what you don't see is that we've got some quite clever acoustic technology in the cabinet. We use a material called ACE, which is activated carbon. It acoustically makes the internal volume look a bit bigger.
I read about that. It was something about how it's like activated charcoal, essentially, with a bunch of tiny little holes that when you add up the volume of all the tiny little holes, it's actually some substantial amount of air.
That's right. And when you look at it, you know, from an acoustic point of view, it makes the volume look substantially bigger when you put this into the cabinet. You know, it's quite an interesting technology. It has its challenges, but you know, I don't know if there are any, you know, many other loudspeakers out there that closed box and in a closed box configuration genuinely go down as low as they do. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, the first thing that makes them unique. The other thing is it was kind of one of our first forays into looking at complex cabinet shapes. The shape of the cabinet, particularly around the mid-range driver, particularly around the tweeter, has quite a big effect on the directivity, on how smooth the frequency response is. And so we were very pleased to work with a designer like Ross, where, you know, he is interested in these kind of organic flowing shapes, because that really suits the acoustic requirements as well.